They will be on Saturday at the Gentry Center. We'll get to that in just a moment. By the way, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We've got tickets to give away. See Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, Nissan Stadium, June 30th. Sometime before we get out of here today. So a pair of tickets for that. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you on the DDC on this Wednesday morning. Another hot day here in Middle Tennessee. Probably be hot at the Gentry Center on Saturday afternoon. We bring in our buddy Brian, a.k.a. Penny Collins. He is the head basketball coach of the TSU Tigers. He now joins us. Penny, what's up?
What's up? How you doing, brother?
Does the AC work in the Gentry Center? Or are you going to keep it hot on Saturday?
Man, that AC throws snowballs in the Gentry Center. It's going to be good and chilly in there.
Throws snowballs.
Good marketing.
But we want the atmosphere to be hot and on fire for the game on Saturday.
So yep. How are things going as we inch a little bit closer, as we said here on this Wednesday? And, of course, this is going to be what? Everything starts at 1 o'clock, is that right, on Saturday?
Yes, sir. 1 o'clock. Doors open at 12. The game starts at 1.
General admission, $10. Courtside, $100. And tell everybody who are the star power that you've got coming to TSU's campus.
And as far as those courtside seats go, man, when I checked this morning, we only have 4 courtside seats left online. So anybody interested in getting courtside seats, you got to get them today. It's only 4 left for those $100 seats. For the star power, man, we're going to be actually releasing the rosters today. They're going to drop literally within an hour. But I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know who's who. On the home team, we got Team 615. The celebrity coach is Megan Triplett. She works for the Memphis Grizzlies and Grind City Media. She's a TSU graduate. And the star players on that team are Jordan Bone from University of Tennessee, Alex Portress from University of Kentucky, Judge Rachel Bell, Pat Miller from Tennessee State, Josh Malone from the Tennessee Titans, Dominique Rodgers-Camrati from former NFL player, played for the New York Giants, played with Peyton Eli Manning, Latavius Simmons, a recent draft pick from the TSU, plays for Chicago Bears, and the legendary Dante Jones, Mr. 615.
Wow, nice.
What round was he drafted in? Penny, I'm wondering about the GMs. Who drafted these teams? Was that you, or did you pick captains and have them pick?
We had a committee put these teams together. And as you can tell, this team has a little bit more Nashville flavor to it. That's
yes.
Why their team 615. But you still got some out-of-town flavor to it as well. I didn't mention every player on the team, but I just wanted to kind of give you some of the star power on that roster.
Excellent.
So you did mention Juwan Jennings. You didn't mention Keyshawn Vaughn or Ian Clark. None of those guys.
Let me go into the second team, Team Music City, which is going to be coached by 2 more TSU graduates, Josh Cooperwood and Double A, who's Double A is a hip hop artist from Nashville, graduated from TSU. So really excited about those 2 celebrity guests, and they're highlighted by Anthony Penny Hardaway. He's their star player, head coach, University of Memphis. Don Evans, former WNBA player. Now she's an actress out in Los Angeles. A.J. Merriweather, former ETSU player and played for the Harlem Globetrotters. Juwan Jennings, which I'm really excited about, the Juwan Jennings and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie matchup. We've got to keep an eye on that matchup.
Do you think there'll be some talking?
Yeah, a little talking. Juwan Jennings played for the San Francisco 49ers. We got Whitney Baywa. She's a social influence from Los Angeles, California, basketball player. She's unbelievable for Hooper. Ian Clark from the Belmont Golden State Warriors. Star Lido, professional athlete to meet, but really he's a professional rapper, but he's an unbelievable basketball player as a rapper. James Shaw, I'm going to make you familiar with that name. He was the Waffle House hero of
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
James Shaw, yeah.
Yeah, James Shaw playing the celebrity game. Jacob Phillips, Nashville Ties, graduated from East High School, plays for the Cleveland Browns. Shaq Mason plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 2-time Super Bowl champion, All-Pro Shaq Mason from Columbia, Tennessee. And then last but not least is one of my favorites, former Titan, Mako Pruitt, who's now a free agent but played for the Tennessee Titans. And he's just an unbelievable person. Glad he's a part of our event.
Hmm. I think we may have had a turnover. I'm not sure. We're trying to figure out if Willie, when you said James Shaw, if he just had a boo-boo or what exactly happened.
Because they're reviewing the tape right now.
I looked at Elijah.
I misspoke.
Elijah looked at me. It was kind of weird. It sounded like you almost pulled a Don Kaharski, except for you didn't say holy. You said...
No, I was saying, sure, you said, I know Shaw. But the words kind of got in between.
It got weird.
Kind of a tweener.
I don't
tweener.
Know.
Yeah, it was definitely a bobble. It was a grounder to short, and there was a bobble on the play. There's no question.
Hopefully, we will not give out the number anytime soon for the FCC because we don't want them to call in. But we're not sure. We're reviewing the tape. And I think Willie was so taken back that it was James Shaw.
Well, that was a moving story.
Yes.
We know. I mean, that
and
was.
And he just blurted out. Oh, Shaw, I think. I don't know.
Well,
but
he
may have said something
else.
Sure.
I can't
confirm. Sure, I know Shaw.
He definitely dropped the bomb.
Yes. He did?
He did.
It's not. Oh. You can say, yeah.
Oh.
Unintentional.
Woo!
Viral. He went viral.
Wow. That's
a rightful dump.
You just knocked him right off his shoes, right out of his shoes with that one.
I want to hear the tape.
That's what superheroes do that. He's a real life.
Yeah,
superhero, and I thought it was one of the most touching moments I remember is when Chadwick Boseman, may he rest in peace, he gave James Shaw, the movie Black Panther had just came out, and Chadwick Boseman had gave James Shaw a hero award, one of these awards, I'm not sure, one of these award shows, I can't remember now, but I remember they did the Black Panther stance to each other, and from a TV superhero to a real-life superhero, right here in Nashville to be a part of our game, man. I really can't put into words how priceless that is. And he also played in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game a couple years ago, too. So James Shaw is going to be a great addition to the game.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
So you've got the star power. You've got Shaw power.
Yep.
Tell everybody, general admission seats are $10. If people are listening to this, you said only four courtside tickets left at $100. Yeah. This is going to be an awesome event, but tell everybody – what this helps. What? Why are you putting this on? Because this is not an easy thing to do.
It is not, and I will be glad when Saturday night comes.
I bet you will. You'll sleep like a baby.
But this is. It's been a great experience. It's to bring awareness to our basketball program. All the funds are going to go straight to our program. To continue to. It's not like our team is over there struggling financially, but it's to enhance our program from all assets. Just to make sure that we're in the position to compete for an OVC championship, man. All the funds going to our Tennessee State basketball program, men's and women's team.
Hmm. You can talk about – I know you can talk about them freely because they're not in college anymore. So I know you – so I just want to know through your basketball eyes, and I know you're engulfed in your team, your roster, yep. and the teams that you're playing, but the NBA draft is tomorrow night. Is there any yep. player that jumps up? Because there's – you look at the draft boards, it looks like maybe – guy from the SEC could go number one, Jabari Smith in Auburn. But you've got some SEC guys in there. You've got the kid from Duke that maybe is going to be top three for sure. But who stands out to you? Who gets your attention?
Man, I want to answer that two ways. Stephen Curry, what he's done in his career has been amazing. And to go back and look at the fact that he was drafted seventh. Is amazing. You got people like Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio, and no offense to their careers, but like I think there's going to be somebody in this draft like this, and I'm going to go the completely opposite direction, and I hope that I'm right on this. I'm hoping that Scottie Pippen is drafted tomorrow and shocks everybody. I think that kid is a special, special player, and to win SEC Player of the Year and not be on anybody's top 10 or top 15 list, I think he's going to be a steal for somebody's NBA team. And I'm not saying he's going to be Stephen Curry, but I believe he's going to be one of those guys that gets drafted and you look up and he becomes like a Fred VanVleet type of guy. He leads his team to an NBA championship or, top two team in the NBA because he's going to get drafted low and he's going to go to a good team and he's going to affect winning on that team. So I'm going to go dark horse of the draft, Scottie Pippen Jr.
Interesting. He is a unique player, no question. Penny, I want to ask you, too, about just the state of the game right now. You have such a unique background in that you played at Belmont, and I watched you freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I watched all the guys you came in with. You played with older players that you had, younger players that you mentored. the continuity was one of the things that made you guys consistent winners, for sure. Yep. And it's so hard to get that now. We're seeing so much turnover in rosters. How tough is it for you coaching in that world right now?
It is different. It's a different world, man. It's like, just like as the generations change and the decades change and trends change, the way we coach and the way we nurture our kids has got to change. The ability to keep sustained rosters and keep that chemistry, those days are gone. You know, kids are having success and they'll leave. Kids that don't have success will leave. So you really don't know. Teams can win 30 games and go to a championship and the guy will leave. Your best player will leave on this level. So it's a different world for sure. All we can do as coaches on this level is continue to cultivate relationships, love on our kids, show them that, you know, what they can do if they stay patient. Because we're in a world of where patience is just lost right now in college athletics, not just basketball and all the athletics. There's over 1,000 guys still in the portal right now. 800 of them will not find a place to go next year.
Really? 800 out of 1,000 will not come out of the portal with a new gig, basically.
Correct.
So what happens to them? I mean, you're saying they won't even be in college, or they'll be in college, yeah, not on a team?
Yeah, they'll go to college. You know, they'll go to school somewhere, and they'll be paying their own way. And I would say about 50% of those guys thought the grass would be greener, and they'll be stuck in what I call transfer portal purgatory. So it's just a different world, man. And, you know, I looked at, you know, a guy like Adam Mark and Adam Son, the guys that I grew up watching play, and I saw them grow from 4 points a game, 8 points a game, 12, and then 18 your senior year. You know, we're trying to build that type of culture up and let these kids know, be patient, your time will come. But it's not just the kids now. It's the parents. It's the AAU coaches. It's the high school coaches. It's the uncles. You have to get everybody on the same page. You essentially have to build a fence around your athletes. In recruiting, that was always the case, but now you have to do it even with the players that you have on your team.
That is the world we're in today, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. So can people still come up Saturday morning or Saturday before the event and buy tickets? But if they want to get them in advance after listening to this, and you need to be a part of this, how do they do that?
Yeah, so the game, obviously, is at 1 o'clock, and we have a 10,000-seat arena, so I don't think that it's going to be hard to get in. But you don't want to be standing in this long line on Saturday afternoon in the hot sun trying to get your ticket. Get your tickets online. The link is on our website. The link is in my bio on Instagram. Get your online tickets so you can just slide on through wheel call. But definitely tickets will be available at the day of the game.
Penny, good stuff. Best of luck. I know it's going to be a fantastic event because I've been around your events in the past, and I know it's always first class. It's going to be a huge hit, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas. Good to hear from you, Willie.
That is Brian.
You got it, Penny.
Penny Collins.
That's going to be fun. He works his tail off on those things. He's done those before. He knows how to put one of those events on. So it looks like he's divvied up the teams pretty good, too.
Yep.
That's going to be a good pick'em game right there.
He asked me to be one of the coaches, but we're in the World Series. I was like, I don't know when we play on Saturday, so I can't commit. Because I've done it before, and it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much fun. And by the way, this lineup, wow. Great lineup. So Saturday at the Gentry Center beginning at 1 o'clock. More DDC next.